Welcome back to Brookhill United Methodist Church Podcast Ministry. My name is Reverend Kathy Altman. I'm the associate pastor here. And today we are talking with representatives from Sleep in Heavenly Peace. It is an organization locally here in Iamsville, Maryland, that builds beds for children who are currently sleeping on the floor. And so I have the opportunity to speak with Lou Stavely, as well as B.A. List, folks who are involved in this program. And so welcome to the podcast. We hope you enjoy this presentation concerning sleep in heavenly peace. All right, so today I have the opportunity to speak with Lou Stavely from Sleep in Heavenly Peace here in Iamsville, Maryland. And thank you, Lou, for joining me today as we talk about this this need in our community. But I just kind of wanted to get an idea of a little bit of your background and how it is that you got started with Sleep in Heavenly Peace and what it means for you today.
Okay, well, my background, my name is Lou Stavely, and I was born and raised in PG County, Maryland. I come from a Catholic family. We have 13 children in our family, and we all had our own beds. My father worked really hard at two or three jobs all the time, so I was blessed that way. Mm-hmm. And after high school, I joined the Marine Corps in during Vietnam, but did not go to Vietnam. Ended up in Africa for a couple of years. Did embassy duty, which is great duty, and came back. And after mm-hmm. I got out of the Marine Corps, I sold tires for a while, and then I joined the Montgomery County Police Department. And I worked there for 27 years.
Wow.
So I kind of have the gift of service built in me. As a Christian, as a Catholic, we should help other people out. And that's what Christians do. I met Carl Rathbon, and he was from Frederick County, and he wanted to work with me in Frederick County. So he came over, and he's my main admin guy and email guy and kind of organizer. I like working with my hands, and he does all the spreadsheet stuff.
Gotcha.
So which works out great.
Every organization needs both.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So we find out from studies that there's about 2% or 3% of the population are children that sleep on the floor or other undesirable locations.
Right.
Carl had a firsthand knowledge of this when he was in high school. He grew up in Montgomery County, but worked with his uncle up in Thurmont, who fixed who repaired appliances. And he got into a lot of homes up county and saw a lot of kids that didn't have a lot of stuff, much less a bed.
Okay.
So it was on his heart to help out kids. Also, it gets in your bones that you need to help people out.
Yeah.
That's why we're gifted. That's why God has give us good health, give us extra money to help people. That's what we do.
All right.
So,
well, Lou, if I could say thank you for your service in the military and also with the police and the fact that you have continued with a legacy of service and giving back.
Thank you.
Thank you for that. So as far as the history of Sleep in Heavenly Peace, it didn't just start in this area. Can you speak a little bit about, you know, how the origins? And as I understand it now, it's an international organization as well.
Yeah. It started in Twin Falls, Idaho in 2012.
Uh-huh.
There was a man named Luke Mickelson who somehow got laid on his heart. God laid on his heart that there were kids in his city that needed a bed. And he had extra wood in his garage. So he made a couple of bunk beds and put it on Facebook and gave these beds out. And then he found out other kids needed beds, and he started talking with some of the guys he went to high school with, and they started a chapter in Boise, and then they started one in different cities, and they got one out in Seattle, and it just grew after that.
Mm-hmm.
That was in 2012. In 2018, I think Mike Rowe did a special, Return the Favor special on it, and after that, it really took off.
Yeah, and if I could put a shameless plug in there, I would encourage folks to search for that one on YouTube. Mm. It is definitely worth the watch.
Yeah.
It was very fascinating.
Yeah.
One thing I noticed in that episode was the kids that they were helping were sleeping on an unfinished basement floor, cement floor in Idaho, which gets rather cold.
Yeah.
And so it was just a real blessing then to be able to just watch how they supplied these beds to kids that had never had one. So, So let me just ask you, what impact has working with Sleep in Heavenly Peace had on you both personally and professionally?
Well,
I know you said you re-retired several times.
Retired a couple of times. I had an air conditioning business at one time and retired from the police department. I worked for Montgomery County Schools doing heating and air conditioning for them for a while and retired from there. But, God rewards you for helping other people out. And everybody says that you get more satisfaction and joy from helping somebody else than the person that you're helping. And that's the truth. It just does. It just warms your heart, warms our hearts to give out beds to these kids. A lot of times these kids have never had anything new of their own. They get a new bed, a new mattress, new sheets, new pillows, new blankets, and the kids are just flabbergasted. They just, is this my pillow? Yes, it is. You don't have to share that with anybody. You will pillow.
Yeah.
So it's very heartwarming.
I guess it's a lesson for each of us too, you know, that it's easy to take for granted what we are blessed with.
Right.
And so, as you mentioned, it is up to us to give back at least just a small portion of our blessings and to be able to make a difference. I applaud you for that. My husband and I look forward to coming on site. In a shameless plug, we'll talk a little bit more about this as well. The church I represent, Brook Hill United Methodist Church, is hosting a bed build at Sleep in Heavenly Peace in Iamsville. And it's on May 20th. And so we look forward to coming on site and helping to build those beds. My husband loves to do woodworking. Me, I'll be doing the lunch run. That's all.
Okay.
I don't usually swing a hammer, but you know, there we go. I can help feed up folks. So, tell me a little bit about the process. How is it that you know who needs help and how you can go ahead and meet those needs?
Well, on giving out the bedside, we contact social services and we let them know about us. We go into the elementary schools, especially the Title I schools downtown Frederick, and give flyers out. And we actually got into their publication called Find Out First. Frederick County School sends out an email to all the parents of the kids every so often with announcements. And we got ourselves in that announcement as a resource for beds for their kids. So that helps out a lot. We work through churches, know about us, just word of mouth in the community. Once we get into a community, then the word gets out that if your kid needs a bed, let us know. We'll bring it.
Okay. Well, have you seen like an increase in need in our community?
It's pretty steady. We build about 40 beds a month and we're just barely keeping up. We're giving about 40 beds a month. We've given out over 1,300 beds in the last 5 years. And the only big increase we had was when the Spanish community did a little special on us and put it on Facebook Spanish channel. And we got 50 or 60 bed requests that month.
Uh-huh.
But we took care of those. So we're, most of the communities know about us. I say all communities know about us. The Spanish community does. There's immigrant communities, some Ukrainians. And we just take care of the kids. We give beds to kids. That's all we worry about. We don't try to dissect the socioeconomical reasons why they don't have a bed. That's not our problem.
No.
We give beds to the kids.
Yeah. So what do you think is, I guess, the underlining cause of why you're seeing such an increase or why you're seeing a demand now? That, I know one thing that I'm noticing is the explosion of housing and everything in this community. In other words, Frederick County seems to be growing.
Oh, they are growing. And, yeah, they're growing like crazy.
Yet, you know, the socioeconomic spread is very wide.
Mm-hmm.
And so there are many that are living on the edge. I've seen and heard stories of those who, are now taking care of their grandchildren. And so suddenly they don't have
all the beds they need. We get a lot of those. The grandparents taking care of the kids and they need a bed, or the custodial parent or the non-custodial parent can't have child visitation unless they have a bed. So we give them a bed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So
I've heard too about, you know, now that housing has gotten so expensive that there are multifamilies living in the same housing situations, and same thing, we have limited beds and limited space.
Unusual.
And so hence these compact bunk beds are very, very helpful.
Yeah.
I remember my two sons shared a room when they were very young and we were first married, and it was an 8x10 room, but boy, that bunk bed made the huge difference.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
You go up instead of out. So that's good. So, all right. So, you know, is there, what are some of the ways that anyone in this community could just best help support Sleep in Heavenly Peace?
Well, as a nonprofit, we have to raise all of our own money. So okay. we're always looking for donations, mm-hmm. either money donations or bedding donations. In fact, bedding donations, we supply the sheets and pillows and blankets for every bed that we give out. And I haven't bought any bedding in 2 years because it's all been donated. Mm. We put out a request on Facebook that we need blankets. About a month ago, and an Amazon truck was in my driveway twice a day for 3 weeks delivering blankets because I put the ask out there and the community fulfilled it. Mm-hmm. The people in Frederick County and the people of the United States in general, extremely generous people. If they can afford to help somebody else out, they do. And if they find a genuine need, they step up and take care of it. Mm-hmm. So like I say, I haven't bought bedding in 2 years. It's wonderful.
Awesome. I know here at Brook Hill, we the staff here, this is a fairly large church, so we have a decent sized staff. Mm-hmm. So instead of giving, you know, you draw names and you get the cute little gifts right. and stuff, instead of doing that, we all decided to kind of list what kind of bedding would we have liked as a child. Mm-hmm. And then that person who got our name bought us that type of bedding. Let me just say, trying to find traditional Barbie is tough.
I'm sure.
Modern day Barbie, no problem, but traditional Barbie, that was tough.
Traditional anything
so,
is tough.
So yes, exactly. So that was fun because, you know, we all felt like we were giving back in a way, but we were also honoring each other and doing that. So
that's a great idea.
So there are fun ways that you can help support, as well as I understand it, you are able to allow children to come and help work. Is that correct?
Yes, as long as they're supervised by their parents.
Okay.
We've had 6-year-olds, 7-year-olds, as long as they're right next to their parent, they can help.
Okay.
Yeah, the way they designed the build system, it's like a Henry Ford production line. We start out with sanding all the boards, and then we have this come with a tap jig where we put the board down and tap it, and it makes little dents where the drill goes, and it goes to the drill press next, then it goes to assembly, and then it goes to branding. All the beds are branded because they start in Twin Falls, Idaho, which is a cow town, and they brand everything out there. So we brand the beds, SHP on the end, and under supervision, the kids do a good job with the branding tool. They have to be watched.
I was going to say, if you're in Maryland and you've never seen a branding iron, this is your opportunity,
right?
To go ahead and do that. So, and so you have. Okay. So, how often do you have work days down at the place in Iamsville?
Usually, we have build days once a month, and we'll try to build 40 beds on that day.
Okay.
And of course, that's depending on the sponsor. A couple of months ago, we had the Rotary Club of Frederick sponsored a bed build, meaning they paid for the beds. We have to raise $250 per bed, and that pays for everything that goes into the bed. Plus, there's extra for tools and supplies that we need to buy. Mm-hmm. So, 40 bed build at $250 is $10,000.
Okay.
And we told the Rotary Club that, and they said, "No problem. Here's your check for $10,000.
Okay.
Let's build some beds."
Okay.
So we don't have too much of a problem. Mm-hmm. Finding sponsors.
So can individuals and businesses kind of work together and co-sponsor?
Absolutely.
Yeah, because sometimes maybe $10,000 is a little daunting, but $2,000 is doable.
Or even a couple hundred. You can go on the website and you can actually donate a pillow or a blanket or a mattress or just any amount you want. You mm-hmm. can donate it on the website, and you can designate it for Frederick County if you want to do that.
Right. Now, I'm just going on my understanding, mm-hmm. so please correct me if I'm wrong. But I understand that you could accept handmade bedding as well.
Everything has to be brand new. Or handmade quilts or Afghans.
Right.
We get a lot of those donations.
So we had recently a 101-year-old woman pass away who was an avid quilter. And so she left a cachet of quilt squares and everything. And so one of the things we're hoping to do here in the future is to teach people how to quilt. Mm. Wouldn't it be awesome to have children sleeping under a quilt that came from patches of a 101-year-old woman in the community?
Yeah,
she lived right here in the community her whole life. Yep. So it's just a legacy, I think, that would be helpful. So if any of you are crafters, if any of you are good at making quilts or blankets or things like that, this is an opportunity for you as well. I know sometimes we have those cachet of yarn and we want to just keep crocheting or knitting away. But this is your opportunity then to do that as well. And I'm sure that the specifics are located on the Sleep in Heaven.
Yeah, just a standard twin side bed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So awesome. So many ways that we can help. And it's hard for us to really imagine Those of us who have children, it's hard for us to imagine them having to sleep on the floor. Sometimes they choose to. Let's just put it out there.
Sometimes, yeah.
But to have to because you don't have a bed to sleep in.
Right.
And then to be able to give a child a bed. I've seen some pictures and things, and for folks here at Brook Hill that have had a chance to deliver these beds, that's the best part of the job. So yes, it's definitely rewarding to build these and put them together. So if you are an avid woodworker, they can always use your help. If you are someone who is really good with tools, particularly the large power tools and things like that, they don't scare you. This is a great opportunity for you to put those to good use and to really give back in a super meaningful way. Something that every kid can benefit from every night, you know. So, well, I wondered too, you know, just in general, other than financial sponsorship, what other ways can we support you in your?
Well, prayer
is
always good. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Not the last, but the first. We need volunteers. Obviously, we need volunteers to help run the chapter. Mm-hmm. In fact, right now we're looking for more core team volunteers. We could use a build manager to run the build day, which is something that I do right now. Mm-hmm. We could use a lumber manager who picks the wood up and delivers it to the barn. We have a barn in Adamstown. Mm-hmm. We have a delivery manager. We could always use a second delivery manager. Mm-hmm. Tony works extremely hard. She works full time and she delivers 20 beds a week.
Wow.
Sometimes. It's
wow.
just fantastic.
Yeah.
We need a social media. We have a social media manager. We could use one of those. We have a couple of translators because there's a lot of Spanish community. Mm-hmm. That's the main language we need translating with Spanish.
Okay.
So we need a translator. Let me think of what else. So we have a donation pickup crew. If you want to pick up donations for us, we have different spots around the county that are donation drop-off points, or someone will call in and say they have a donation they want to donate. We can go pick it up.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Plus, you know, to just get the word out. Too.
Yeah.
And if there's anyone listening to this podcast and you know of a family in need, we want to help. And so just to get that word back to Sleep in Heavenly Peace, if you wouldn't mind going ahead and giving us your website.
Yeah, the website is shpbeds.org. And there's a button on there that says request a bed. And you can assist someone in requesting a bed or just give them the website and they can request a bed. And then we can take care of it.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, as far as bed builds and things like that, we would love to connect with other faith communities in our
absolutely.
Area that I think the more that we get the word out, the more that we're able to network, I think the better overall, because, you know, I just came from a healthcare fair and it was talking about healthcare and faith. But I wonder, you know, does it not improve a child's health that they're sleeping in a comfortable bed?
Oh, absolutely. It improves their health. It'll, you know, improve their attention in school the next day. It
absolutely.
Cuts down on stress in the family. It helps out in all kinds of different ways.
So many ways.
Yep.
Right. Yep. All right. Well, Lou, thank you so much. I'm also going to be speaking with B.A. List. She is someone who got involved with Sleep in Heavenly Peace through Brook Hill. There was a presentation. I don't know if it was you that came and presented to a group here called the Wise Owls. Well, a bunch of retired folks.
It was probably Carl.
Probably retired folks,
right,
just
right.
like you.
Yeah.
And as of that presentation, she was felt passionate about it and has gotten very involved with your organization.
Yeah. Yeah,
so I want to get her some of her insights as well. Thank you so much for your time today. Those of you listening, if you feel that you can get involved, please don't hesitate. shpbeds.org. Take care. So today I have the opportunity to talk to B.A. List. She is someone actively involved in Sleep in Heavenly Peace, and she is a member of Brook Hill United Methodist Church. And I wanted to get her insights and take on this ministry. And so thank you, B.A., for joining us today. I just wanted to, I guess, first ask, how in the world did you get started with Sleep in Heavenly Peace?
All right. So last year I retired after 30 years of teaching, and prior to my retirement, I had started to create a list of things to check into because I knew I'd want to be busy. So one of the organizations I had read about was Sleep in Heavenly Peace. So I went to a presentation and checked it out, and within a week was at my first build. And I think a week after that was out on my first delivery with Lou. And so on that delivery, I was able to ask him a lot of questions about the organization. And I was very impressed with it. And so was pretty much hooked from then.
I have a funny feeling the being impressed part was on both sides, because as I understand it, you have already joined the board. Is that right?
I'm not sure if I joined or was. I was voluntold that I'm on the board. That's how I like to put it. But yeah, I was, as an organization, I was very impressed with the fact that it's volunteer all the way up through Lou. So everybody putting their hands on or doing anything is volunteer up through the president. And so the donations are going to Betts.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah. And he talked about how he started his chapter, you know, the chapter here in Frederick that, and how the organization started, out in the Northwest Idaho, right?
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly where, but it was out
but
there.
But what an amazing, story of folks wanting to reach out and help and to give back, in such a way of something so basic that we take, you know, take it for granted often. And so I just, you know, I know that Lou had talked a lot about the build process and things like that. I know you're very much involved in every aspect, from the fundraising to the, remind me, you were the one who held or hosted the bedding drive here at Brook Hill. Just as a shameless plug, we pretty much blew the doors off of that one. I mean, it was just so much gratification to be able to just get back something so small that means so much.
Well, and,
so.
And I think what happened is a number of members went into their own groups outside of the church and did kind of mini drives, and then brought that to help contribute to our drive. And matter of fact, we were out volunteering on Mission Work Saturday, and one of the ladies from church had a carload of stuff to give me.
Oh, wow.
From her friends that collected it. So
awesome. Awesome. So, yeah. So thank you for that. Cause I know it's every piece of it. You've been involved with the builds, you've been involved with the fundraising. Now you're involved with the administration, but you also do a lot with the deliveries of these beds. So tell me a little bit about your experience when you go to deliver a bed and the look on the kids' faces, that, you know, the experience that you have overall with the families.
So the delivering the bed is kind of the payoff to the rest of the work. And my background with children, I need that connection with kids for myself. So it's a good opportunity for that. And often when we go on the deliveries, the children are there. Sometimes they're not. They might be at school. But if they're there, the first thing I do is ask them if they want to help and put the tools in their hands, which they're often surprised, but so excited to be a part of that. And not just to get a bed, but to say, you know, I helped build it.
Yes.
And so so that brings joy. And then when the bed is finished, seeing them hop up on it and have that big smile and and then sometimes just almost tackle you, just run to give you a hug because they know they want to share that appreciation, but they might not even know how. But that's how powerful it is for them, as well as the families. It's not uncommon for me to see the parents tear up, and just you see relief and joy in their faces at knowing that now their child has a bed.
So tell me a little bit about, you know, some of the family situations and dynamics that you've seen. Again, it's hard for us to imagine when we live in a community with $600,000 houses being built all around us, that there are actually children still sleeping on the floor. And because there's just no room for them. So I just, you know, I wasn't sure what kind of situations you see when you go to deliver these beds, and, you know, maybe you can speak to that just a little.
We've been into, at least it, for me, I've been to a lot of areas where I haven't necessarily been, different housing developments or individual homes, and they're all walks. We go from apartments to farmhouses to, these big townhomes that you might not realize, but there are maybe three families living there. From the outside, you don't know, but when you go in, you can see when you're going downstairs with a bed, and there's, the parent's bed is down there. Often we're building the child's bed in the same bedroom with the parents. And then they might have a small living area because there's another family on the next floor up, and maybe another family on the next floor.
I never experienced dorm living in college,
Yeah,
but it sounds very
me
much like
neither.
that, as if you
That's,
were all sharing a house.
yeah, I mean, then, and it's, you walk in and you see the love. And we go often go around dinner time and you smell some good cooking going on, but the missing piece is that bed. And the other typical situation that I've come across is where, in fact, our bed is the first furniture that you see going into
Oh,
that home.
wow.
You might see, we went to a home where there were bags. It was right at Christmas time, and the bags were lined up where you could see that a church or some group had donated gifts, but there really wasn't furniture. There wasn't a Christmas tree.
Oh my,
And here we
okay.
were building bunk beds, just to give those kids a place to sleep. We often, the families have either just come from homelessness or maybe come from a situation that was dangerous and mom needed to get out with the kids. And so they're kind of starting over, and they've been lucky to get housing, but housing doesn't include the
The
furniture.
furnishings,
So,
yeah. And like you said, like I'd heard you say before, that if a family receives a certain amount of money, they're not going to think to put it towards furniture when you need food or electric or other necessities that will keep everything going. The idea is the roof over the head, but we don't think about all the pieces of the puzzle that need to be fulfilled. So yeah, I think we may also see some situations where grandparents are raising children, grandchildren or something like that. Just it's eye-opening, I think, for all of us to realize that not everyone lives the same way,
No,
and that's,
I've learned a lot. As I did, I was not aware of and hadn't really thought about, honestly, where kids are sleeping. I've thought about, do they come to school, dressed and clean and safe? I've thought about, did they sleep? Often we would get a note saying, so and so could had a lot of trouble sleeping last night, so he might be tired. And so we would see that piece of it, but not thinking, oh, maybe that's because this child was sleeping in the same bed as his brother who's been up sick all night, or who knows, the neighbors, somebody was fighting. You think of that, but you don't think they didn't have a bed to sleep in.
So, you said that the delivery is the payoff, right? I think too, it's good for young people in particular to get involved and to give back. Kids helping kids, those kinds of things. So, what would you sum up as ways that to encourage folks to get involved and to participate?
I kind of am kind of trying to round people up all the time. So I've reached out to the kids at Rock Creek School who've partnered with Walkersville Middle School, and we had a fundraiser event last week, where the kids raised money. They collected bedding. And in addition to that, the vocational kids at Rock Creek have been working all year with me to learn how to use tools safely, and it with the goal being to build a bed. And so they were able to build a bed for a four-year-old student who needed one. And so he got his first big boy bed from this mostly the seniors, mostly graduating class at Rock Creek this year. So that was a real
Awesome.
exciting opportunity, to receive a bed, to give a bed, to partner with their friends at Walkersville Middle, and to just make that community aware of sleep and heavenly peace and the needs. And So that we've reached down to the kids, big kids and little kids. I've been here lobbying our wise owls, which, you know, they're big kids in some ways, but our seniors, you know, and I often hear, you know, I'm not sure if I could help. But the couple that I've gotten out there, you know, a couple weeks ago, McKinsey's went out with me on their first delivery. And we had finished and we were heading back out to the truck, and Bev came out and said, "You all didn't get what I got." And we turned around, and this little boy had just run and latched onto her to give her a hug. And I said, "There you go. Now I know I've got them hooked."
Gotcha. So just to let our listeners know, Wise Owls is a group here at Brook Hill of retired, not all retired folks. It's 55 plus. So, you know, I'm not retired, but I qualify. So go. That's great. But as I recall, that's where the original presentation came that you heard.
Right. You're right.
Someone came and just talked to us about this ministry right in our backyard. And that's the key here is that it's a local ministry. A lot of folks don't want to necessarily travel long distances to be able to do mission work or anything, but here's something that we can do right in our backyard to meet a very basic need for kids in our community. I love the fact too that you were working with the kids from Rock Creek and also the kids from Walkersville Middle. And you know, often there's a disconnect, you know, between special needs kids and those with regular or normal abilities. And so to be able to have them working together, but then also generational. So you've got, you know, folks heading towards retirement. Those of us, you know, long in the tooth. Is that what it is? Versus, you know, young people and, you know, just working side by side and helping to meet a need in our community.
And there's so, there's a way to help. At every level, there truly is.
Right.
Whether it's just donating bedding, you know, or actually going out and deliver the bed or building the bed. I'm sure Lou spoke about the actual build. You know, no real skills required. The steps are broken down so far that I'm convinced anybody who wants to come and help, we can find a way.
Awesome. And I know, and just again, a shameless plug for our bed build that Brook Hill is sponsoring on May 20th. I am going to be there, but I don't swing a hammer too well. My vision doesn't allow me to hit a nail very often. So instead, I'm going to be the one that hopefully is doing the behind the scenes stuff, maybe supplying drinks or going for a lunch run for volunteers or whatever.
I can think of a few things we could get you.
Okay. All right.
we'll get you dusty and dirty.
All right. But just a wonderful opportunity. And so if you would like any more information concerning Sleep in Heavenly Peace, we encourage you to visit their website.
I believe it's SHP, I guess say beds.com.
I think it's shpbeds.org, but we will confirm that.
There you go.
Because I think Lou mentions it as well.
Yeah, go in there. Just talk to Google. They'll help you find it.
There you go.
Look for the Frederick County chapter.
And you can find the connection points, too, on Brook Hill's website at bhumc.org.
And that SHP Facebook page, we're doing deliveries. We've got groups delivering, I would say, 2 to 3 times a week. If you go on there every couple of days, you'll see another group of kids receiving their beds.
And just for folks to get an understanding of volume here, when we do a bed build, you're doing a bed build at least once a month,
correct,
and you're building 40 beds. And as I understand it, there's still a demand.
Yes, and a couple times there were 50 beds, and this is the first year that they've actually built through the winter months. The last cycle, we ran out of beds and had to put off a few days to deliver because we needed more beds.
Another build, So the need is great. We ask for your prayers. We ask for your muscle and, you know, a way to give back. But we promise you 100% you will get so much more back than what you give. And so thank you so much. BA, thank you for really championing this ministry here at Brook Hill. I think you brought it to light for us.
Thank you.
And so we really appreciate that. And we look forward to continuing to work together. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you all so much for joining us today as we have learned so much about this ministry, Sleep in Heavenly Peace. I hope that you will be inspired to get involved in some way. Thank you so much for joining us. Have a blessed day, and we'll see you next time. Take care. God bless.